It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. In this week's Power Chat, we're going to be going back to the five-part series of the Q&A with myself and Katana Payne. So this is part three of the five-part series. So make sure you are looking for the other parts as well. And in this specific episode, we're going to be talking about the iOS updates to Facebook and Instagram, iOS updates, and data privacy laws, how to navigate them in today's landscape. So let's go ahead and dive into this week's episode.
Somebody asked, considering Facebook has changed its algorithm, do you still like to use them?
Yes. So yes, I still like to use Facebook ads, although it has changed its algorithm. And so okay, let's take a step back. So it didn't change its algorithm.
Right.
It's updated the tracking. Mm-hmm. So algorithm relates to organic. Algorithm has nothing to do with advertisement. Again, algorithm has nothing to do with advertising. Algorithm has things to do with organic posting. Facebook changes that every day. Organic posting. A lot of you all, and I see this all the time, people are saying, I'm posting, but for some reason, less and less people are seeing my posts or my stories or, you know, organic posts. Now, on the other hand, advertisement, Facebook recently, they didn't change anything. It's what's happening in the industry. In the industry right now, privacy, data privacy laws are getting more strict. So what happened now is as data privacy laws are getting strict, not only Facebook, but the entire industry is being affected. As of March of this year, you can't text people without getting their consent, right? So there's no more five-digit numbers. There's only a 10-digit number, and you have to get it through the phone companies now, right? So these third-party providers are having to work that around. YouTube ads, same thing, affected. It doesn't matter the platform. All these ads are being affected because of data privacy laws. Now, Facebook is the biggest of them all when it comes to advertising. Facebook and Google and YouTube is up there too. So they're probably neck and neck. But Facebook is one where a lot of small business owners use on Instagram ads, et cetera, et cetera. So it has changed. But I've been running ads for 12 years and it's changed multiple times. So the people that just started running ads, this is like their first change. And they're like, oh my God, it changed. Since I've been doing it for 12 years, I've seen maybe 8 different changes. The one big thing that I always tell people, Facebook ads will never get as good as it is today than it is tomorrow. So you have to take advantage of today because privacy laws are only going to get more and more strict. Now, with all of that said, just giving you all the premise, right, of what's happening in the industry, it has changed. Facebook now is making you work more for the acquisition. In the past, you were able to run any type of ad and get results. Now they're saying, no, the best creators, the best people are running ads are going to come to the top. Think about reels. Some people say, I'm not going to dance. I'm not going to point on the screen. But the best creators are building quicker audiences because they're leveraging reels. It's the same thing with advertisement. With ads right now, Facebook is saying, we're not the problem. You're still the problem. You need to create better content that your audience resonates with. Now, there's more loopholes you have to jump through, but you have to realize before Facebook was around, literally the only way to grow your audience was through paid advertisement, paid radio sponsored, paid TV ads. This is the same way. Now we're getting to the space where you have to pay to play. You can have an organic audience. If you're not doing reels and going viral, you're going to have to run ads. And when people ask me, well, Abu, are you going to stop running ads? I'm like, okay, I was running ads. I was making $500,000 a month. Now I'm making $400,000 a month. I'm still going to run ads. Like, okay, I'm making 100K less. I'm still going to run ads because with me personally, I didn't get my leads from anywhere else. I'm not published on any national magazines or articles. I'm not friends with any celebrities. And so because I don't have all these things, the way I grew my brand, the reason why you all know me is through advertisement. I literally said, you know what? I'm not going to wait on anybody to come and find me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go directly to my customers. I'm going to talk to them directly. Okay, you don't want to pay me to be on your stage? Great. I'm going to now run ads to your venue. I don't have to be there. And so with me personally, the reason why I'm still using ads, and I run Facebook ads, YouTube ads, Google ads, Instagram ads, is because I understand that it costs to acquire customers, it costs to get in front of people. And because the changes have occurred, I have to wait, figure out a way to adapt to the changes because it's going to continue to occur. So there's no right or wrong answer or no clear-cut answer. Maybe for other people, but for me, I know that I'm going to continue running ads, although it is gotten harder. I'm still running ads because I'm still getting results. I'm still making over six figures with ads, so I don't plan to stop unless that changes, unless I'm getting in the negative when I'm running ads, but I'm going to run ads, and I'm spending more time running ads than I ever have in the last 10 years because they're challenging even me as the business owner to be more creative with my advertisements, right? To leverage also organic approaches as well, such as email and texting. And so I'm packaging and I'm using everything in order to get in front of my audience.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.